Hello, everybody. This is Steve Barish. We're starting a little earlier this evening for some odd reason. We're just going on live earlier. We need to talk about love. We need to talk about fields of what to do with the energies that we have in fields. I'm talking about a field embrace. I don't know if anybody or everybody's heard of this, but field embraces are really important. We've never discussed this in the last 2 years I've been on the radio program, and I use it all the time. Field embraces are, if you're talking to somebody and you're getting ready to do a meditation where you want to send love and light to somebody, it's called a field embrace. And that, if you're sitting next to somebody, in front of somebody, and you're getting ready to meditate, you actually send a embrace of field energy around the person. In other words, if you're sitting in front of somebody and somebody's sitting in front of you and you're getting ready to do a massage, a meditation, send the energy around the person before you get ready to start. And you'll feel a lot of love from the other person. In other words, as you're sending that energy around the body, you'll be able to feel this tremendous love coming from the other person. And you'll feel also an energy of embracement. And in other words, the energy that's coming around is pure love. So what you're doing is that when you're doing this, think of love, because you're getting ready to meditate or you're getting ready to talk to somebody about something that's very interesting, send a field embrace around the body, and that will actually absorb any kind of negative energy, and it will clear the fields. It'll clear the fields around the aura. It'll clear the fields in the body in terms of any kind of negative energy, so the other person doesn't receive that kind of energy, because the field embrace is love. And that's what we're going to do this evening as part of the time that we're together, is to do an energy of field embrace. As you're working with these energies, you'll feel actually closer to the person that you're with, because that energy is pure love. Whether you can feel it or not, all you have to do is surround the person with this energy and let the person surround the energy with you. And you'll actually feel this beautiful embrace between the two of you. So what we're going to do tonight is, in a few minutes, we'll start doing a field embrace and then go around and do a wonderful meditation for about 3 or 4 minutes anyhow, and you'll be able to feel the energy that's surrounding you with a lot of love and light. And the energies that you're sending is coming from you, but also is coming from heaven. So what you're doing is that by sending the energy around the person, you're sending love and light and harmony, and you're sending compassion, and also the energy from heaven will enjoin you, and it'll be very, very strong with the light from heaven. So that's really important to do with meditations, especially if you're getting ready to do a meditation with somebody in terms of healing them, or just healing yourself. You just surround yourself with a field embrace and allow yourself to enjoy that wonderful, beautiful energy that's inside yourself and around yourself, and also from heaven. So that's a really good feeling. To get back to something else that we were talking about on the Dr. Fred show Thursday evening, we were discussing the energy coming from necklace that Fred has. He's got a new necklace he's coming out with. I know nothing about it. I haven't felt the energy of it, but the nuclear receptor is the necklace that we were discussing. And he also was talking about the new necklace, which I haven't seen nor have I felt it yet. So I haven't been able to feel it because he's not wearing one, and it's just something new. So I'll have to feel what it feels like. But evidently it's a professional series nuclear receptor. I presume it's a nuclear receptor. At least that's what it feels like in terms of the energy he's talking about. But the nuclear receptor, the new model, is extremely powerful. And the energies that we're receiving now from the universe is extremely powerful. And the necklace seems to be helping an awful lot. I have a young lady using the nuclear receptor that I have, and she has some issues with her stomach, and it seems to be a lot better just by putting the necklace on. And she told me that her mind is much clearer. It's clear in terms of the energy coming down and clearing her out in her mind and through her body. So the necklace, she said to me, she said, "Steve, that necklace is filled with light, and not only that, but it's alive." And I said, "Yes, it is. It's quite a necklace. And what you need, you will receive from this necklace." It's very interesting how it works. It does become alive. As you're wearing it, it becomes more of a uniform for you, and I'm talking about something like a dress code that you're using as you're doing the work that you need for yourself. So it's really, really great. And she was sort of stuck, and what we did was I gave her my gold necklace, 18-karat gold necklace. It's got a platinum bridge and diamonds and the diamond for center. And the reason that I gave her the necklace to use was to shock the system to bring her back into normality, which is what happened. And she had headaches. Those are gone. She had some real serious pains in her gut and her stomach, and they're just about gone. And she feels so much better, and this has only been, I believe she's had it a week. And hello?
Hello, Stephen. Hi, this is Scott from Ohio.
Oh, hi, Scott. How you doing?
Real good. It's been a little while since I've talked to you.
Yes.
Doing real well. I was just had some, wonder if you could take a look a few weeks here, just some things gathered up in my stomach area, and seeing if I could let it go. I've cleared a lot of it, but still there's just a little bit left lingering.
Yes, let's do some work on you. Actually, what we're doing right now is I'll make a connection in your heart.
Okay.
And that energy is going down your arms, and it's opening up your chest wall, and it's going down your aorta right into your gut. You should be able to feel that energy going down the back of your legs. Can you feel that?
Yes, and in my throat also.
Right. Just let's do that energy. That'll be fantastic for you. The energy that I wanted to show you tonight is a field embrace.
Yes.
This will clear you tremendously. So what we're going to do, if you're facing me, and I'm facing you, I'm going to send energy. We must be about 6 hours, maybe about 5 hours away, I would think. I'm going to send energy around your body and back towards me. There we go. You do the same thing with me. You send your energy. That's it. Just send your energy. That's it. Can you feel the energy flowing around your body now?
Yes, I can. Yes.
You can, can't you?
Yes, I can. Yes, very much so.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, just hang in there. You'll feel yourself clear just from this field embrace. There you go. Wonderful. You're still rotating that energy around. That's good. You don't have to work at it. It'll automatically do that. How's your tummy feel now?
I wasn't even concentrating on it. I was feeling the energy around my body.
Good. Good. That really feels good. That's what is known as a field embrace. And that's pure love. So what you're doing is that you're sending this energy, an embrace around me, and I'm sending it around you. And what we're doing is making a connection of pure love and pure compassion. And it's really beautiful to use with somebody. That should be centering you an awful lot. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good.
But, my head's opening up. Feel a lot more going on there.
Yes.
So apparently a lot of it was in the head. There were just blockage areas and the stress that I was trying to hold on to.
Yeah. What you need to do is when you get into this embrace, just let everything go. You know, don't even hold on to anything, because what will happen is that not only are we sending energy around, but with the purity of love, it's coming from heaven. And that's clearing you also. So there's a lot of love coming between us and between you and me and heaven. And that's what is the beautiful part of it. You know, God is so wonderful. He's just absolutely amazing the way he works.
So that's the Trinity? That's God and you and I.
Well, you can use anything you want to use. I go straight to God. I have a connection with him. So
I was seeing you and I as the other two aspects of God.
Right. You could call that a Trinity, sure. Sure. That's very strong, that energy. Now, if you look, I know you have the ability to do this. If you shut your eyes, you'll be able to see the universe inside yourself right now. Can you feel that and see it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. That's the universe. That's what clarity will do. So allow yourself just to be clear. That's wonderful. Now, what we're going to do, Scott, is this. I'm going to do a meditation with you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Okay. What will happen if somebody wants to join us?
Can I join you?
Out there along the way. Now, we have...
May I join you just for a second, gentlemen?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, the reason I'm joining you here is because... Now, we might have some form of a line problem, because, Steve, you're sounding a little odd. And I believe it has something to do with the Internet. It sounds like you're being slowed down, your voice is being slowed down a bit, or some modulation's going because of maybe the Internet line we have with you.
Okay.
What do you? I mean, I just want to let you know. Maybe we want to correct that, or what is your guest?
Well, I'm underneath my pyramid. I'm wondering if the pyramid has something to do with that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Let me get up off out of the pyramid for 1 second here and see if that has something to do with it. Hold on. I'm getting out of my pyramid. Hold on.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, just bear with us. I apologize for intruding on a fabulous program, but...
Not a problem. How's that feel now?
Wow, okay, no, that, I get it now. That's what's causing that sound. I thought we might be having an issue, and
oh,
I...
Oh, no.
And
what's happening is I'm sleeping under... It's Dr. Fred Bell's pyramid, and
I'm
I was underneath
sorry.
It. I wanted to do that tonight.
No, go ahead. No, I totally understand now. It's just for an audio engineer, you know, doing things in the background.
Okay.
It was just very unusual. So I apologize. I actually, it sounded cool. I was laughing because I thought we were actually making you sound like that. And I was thinking, I can't believe we're doing that to this guy. I love you guys. Okay.
Okay. Take
thanks,
care.
Steve. You bet.
That's
Scott. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yeah. Yes, I can hear you. That's awesome feedback to know that you're getting that type of movement under the pyramid.
Yes, I got out of the pyramid because I don't want anybody to freak out from it. So we're just, I'll do the meditation without the pyramid. It might be a little bit, what happens is the energy is so powerful from the pyramid. I had a friend of mine who's a very avid energy healer and one of the best in the country. And he came into my room one night and he said, "Holy moly." He says, "You sleep underneath that?" You know, so I said, "Yeah, it's not a problem." He says, "How can you do that? There's so much energy coming from there." So I said, "No, it's easy. Just go to sleep underneath it and see what happens."
What do you think about connecting into your master crystal, if we do that and see what the energy does?
Well, the master crystals work. So what we'll do is this. I'm going to send my energy around the master crystal and also around you. So in other words, what we're doing is, okay, I made a connection with my master crystal. Now the energy's going up. So you should be able to feel more energy and pure energy right now as we're speaking. How does that feel to you?
It's a different energy in my left ear. I don't know if it's talking to me or I'm trying to pick up something or changing a tone in my ear.
Well, it's very possible. The master crystal I use, it's part of me and I'm part of it already. So because I'm using that in my meditation massage room all the time. And so I've had people tell me that their head gets warm, their tummy gets warm, their intestines get warm, you know, something in their body will get warm, heart, whatever. And so it doesn't surprise me that would go to an area that might be bothering you.
It's clearing my whole house. It's spreading out. The energy's getting bigger, the clearing energy.
That's real good.
Yeah.
So what we're doing right now is that we are making a trinity between, and also God, thank you, Lord, so much. We're making a trinity plus the Lord, and that's what you're feeling clearing your house right now between the three of us and heaven. How does that feel to you?
Well, that's very... very soothing. It's very smooth energy. It's really smooth.
Right. So the master crystal itself, if anybody is out there, excuse me, Scott, if anybody's out there and makes a connection with us during the meditation, you'll be feeling the meditation between my friend here on the phone, myself, and the master crystal, and also from heaven. So it should be a special treat for everybody, including myself, so that'll be a lot of fun. So what we need to do, let's just, Scott, as we're doing this, allow the energy. You should build up. You should be feeling a tremendous amount of love right now and a sense of freedom that you've never had before. How does that feel to you? It should be very hot.
Feeling like I'm trying to release from my physical body, just release being confined in this physical body.
Right. Now, if you're looking, you don't have to. You can actually look outside yourself. I'm looking directly at you, and I can feel your energy coming towards me even stronger now because of the Master Crystal. How does it feel to you?
It feels like I'm wanting to float.
Yes, exactly right. What we're talking about right now is absolute true love. Your frequencies are going way up. I idle between 1 and 10 being enlightenment. I idle around 9 3/4. So what we're doing is that we're taking the energies between both of us and raising them. It's not something that I'm doing. It's coming from heaven. It's coming from the Master Crystal. And we're just allowing this energy to be free and allowing ourselves to be free. That's why Scott is opening up to this beautiful, wonderful energy that's giving him tremendous love. That's wonderful. So what we're doing, Scott, is that we're actually in a meditation right now without even talking about it. And what we're doing is that we're sending energy through the world. And anybody who wants to join us will receive this love. Do you feel your mind very clear?
Yes, and I can see when you ask them to join, I can see it. A lot of it flowed. It went somewhere. I could see it going.
Yes, the more people that will join into us, and we have about 15 million people listening, so as many people as we can who can tune into us, there's no limit to the amount of people that can join us with love. There's no limit at all. We're all connected in the same way. So what we're doing is that we're taking this energy, this field embrace, and everybody that's coming around is in touch with this field embrace. So that's the beautiful part about what we're doing. Now I'm out of the pyramid. I don't want to bring any more energy than what we're doing now. This is all of our energies from ourselves without interfering with the pyramid. The pyramid's very powerful, and there's no sense using that kind of energy if it disturbs the computers at WWBS radio. That's beautiful energy, Scott. You've got wonderful energy.
Thank you. You do too.
It's amazing when things open up, isn't it? How well it works.
Yes, it is. I think moving outside, seeing that we're boundarylessness, that we don't have any boundaries. That's what
right.
I'm seeing.
That's exactly right. We become boundless. What we're doing is. Excuse me, go ahead, Scott.
At that point, when you find that there's no boundaries, then that makes sharing and giving much, much easier because there's no limitations.
There's no limitations,
unbounded.
That's correct.
And I think that's probably humanity. That's probably why they have problems with sharing, because they think that there's boundaries, that there's limits, and there's no limits here.
There's no limit here, Scott. That's correct. When you're giving with true love, and you're allowing that to happen, you open up to boundless energy, and that's what I do all day long. As I'm massaging, we open to boundless energy, and so the chakras and the blood and the atomic structure and the cellular levels and the spine and the brain all enjoined together. And when people leave, there's no hesitation, there's no equivocation, there's no anything but absolute pure love. And that's what I do all day long with massaging. But that really feels good. If you look inside yourself, you won't see yourself. All you're going to see is pure light. Can you see that?
Yes, it's just good. Pure energy, and it's very smooth energy. It's not swirling between each other. It's very calm and smooth.
If you look at your walls in your house, do you see the walls sort of disappearing and all you can see is pure white light?
With my eyes open?
Yes. You'll see the walls, but you'll see pure white light in the house.
Oh, I can see pure white light. I can see that in the, similar to when you're outside and you just see
right.
The,
exactly
the photons
right.
Or whatever.
Everything
around.
Is gone. That's correct. There's a lot of people joining us, and there's a lot of people being cleared now, so I think that's really wonderful. So let's just stick there, and because there's a lot of people that need a lot of help that have joined us. And what we need to do is just let the field embrace go and surround the entire world. That's it. You'll feel that connecting to everything on the planet, trees, grass, people, anybody that wants to have pure love and pure energy. And anybody who has any kind of negative thought will be thrown away in terms of not thrown away, but what they'll be doing is not being able to connect to us. Anybody with negative energy won't be able to even come close to us. So that's the beautiful part of field embracing. How does that feel, Scott?
It's wonderful. It's just continuing to flow, and I can see it surrounding the earth. And
yes.
Just effortless.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's effortless. People need to know that God is teaching us that keeping things simple. And that's the way I was taught by him, is that we need to keep things simple and not complex. The simpler, the more that you can reach to, the more that you can do by not letting things become complex. So with doing this kind of energy work and doing this kind of love is what we're all about. We're having more people join us now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my feet and legs. Yeah, I can tell they're really amped up.
So I think it's really wonderful that we're doing this this evening, Scott, because this will help you tremendously in your growth. That's wonderful. Yeah, you're very lucky that you joined this evening.
Yes, I was going to call last week, and I was thinking of the specific time, and I looked at 9 o'clock instead of 6.
Ah.
So this week was the week to get a hold of you, to be here for the connection.
It's divine energy, my friend. It's divine energy that we're hooked to, so that's wonderful. You should be able to see tremendous light in front of you. The more that we open up to the universe and even to the world itself, the more love that we receive. So in other words, what we're doing is, as we're feeding everybody this wonderful love, we're being fed it too at a tremendous rate. How clear do you feel now?
I feel very clear. Feels like there's something right, like my crown chakra or something up in there. I don't know what that is exactly.
How does that feel to you? How does your crown chakra feel?
All my chakras just are combined as one energy, but there's something.
That's how it works.
Like,
is that bothering you, or are you okay with it?
No, it's not bothering me. I was just wondering I'm always looking for information or whatever, and I was just wondering what was there, if there was something that.
What we're doing is, if it's a little heavy up there, It's the reason that that's happening is that you're opening up to more love. If it gets a little bit much, what we'll do is just disconnect.
It's expanding now.
Good, good.
It's more like a shower going up.
Right.
That
absolutely right. That's right.
That point opened up and just melted out.
Yes, good.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Good. We're going to stay connected for about another 2 or 3 minutes, and that'll be it. We've connected with everybody that's going to be connected.
Okay. This is very beautiful. The with my eyes closed, it's in the purple range, that purple violet range, and then
yes.
A little bit of fluorescent yellow, maybe in that area. But it's really just smooth. Normally, that energy keeps swirling and moving, but this is just open energy, just
yes,
very free.
So now you know what the Master Crystal feels like.
Yes, and I've been asking that. I was going to ask you. That's one of the reasons I was going to call, because I was working with some crystals, and I wanted to, since I, at this time, don't have a Master Crystal, I just thought maybe that if I connected to your Master Crystal, then I would know a Master Crystal.
Well, it's a great crystal. It's I have a lot of fun with it, and once you have one, the idea of it is that the crystal is alive. The Master Crystal is alive like any other crystal. It's just a little bit more potent, and we don't know anything about the Master Crystal other than it's absolute love and absolute light and compassion. So we can talk about the crystals, but at the energy levels that a Master Crystal is, it's quite interesting and very, very high energy. So it's a lot of fun to use, and it's they're really great. I do meditation in my room with some people, and I'll move my massage table, and we just have the Master Crystal between us. And that's really nice. But what's important is the field embrace. So if you're meditating with yourself and you have crystals, put a field embrace around your crystals and meditate with them.
Okay.
You have to remember they're alive. They love and they feel. And it's really, really important. You know, a pet has boundless love. I'm cat sitting for a friend of mine, and I've never had cats before. Well, I did when I was a kid, but that doesn't count. But my cat that I'm sitting with now, is boundless love, and it's quite interesting to see how smart a cat is. They're very, very intelligent. And so I can see why people love their cats. My friend's got a cat who's 20 years old, and she's ready to go to heaven. And we're just waiting until she passes, and then I'll give them this pussycat back. And we've just grown really close. He sleeps with me in bed. I mean, it's really crazy.
Yes.
It's interesting how pets just love to be with us.
Oh yes, very much, and they have their compassion and their love is always there. It's reflecting to us all the time. That it doesn't matter the situation.
That's right.
They reflect that back, and they don't hold a.
Well, the interesting thing, it's fabulous with a pet. I can see why. People love their pets. You know, it's I haven't had a pet in 50 years, to be honest with you, and this is the first time I've had one, and he just loves to be with me. I mean, he's all over the house with me. So, and he's neutered, and he's he was been very, very taken care of and with a lot of love, and I'm just increasing that for him. And whoever get this young lady who's going to get this cat is going to be really, really ecstatic. The whole family will be ecstatic, actually. So
we have three dogs that sleep with us, and one of the older dogs, they travel and dream time with me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do anything. They're just there. But if there is something to bring an awareness, that's usually when they'll come forth to, bring you up a notch and this is the awareness. This is what you're doing rather than just sleeping.
Right. It's just amazing how it works. And, this is the first time I said that I've had a pussycat that I really felt the energy of, and it's just wonderful. So I think I have a friend of mine who wants to give me a doggy after the pussycat's gone, so it'll be a brand new doggy. So I'm going to have the opportunity of raising him and or her, and it should be a lot of fun. So, but. Yeah, it's really interesting stuff. I think what we're going to do is disconnect. So what I'm going to do, now you're going to be coming down, and I'm going to make sure that you're going to be okay, and I'll make sure that everybody else is okay until everybody else comes down. So what I'm going to do is disconnect from the field embrace. That's it. You should be able to feel yourself coming down now.
Yes, there's little movements.
Yes. Just allow that to come down. Just allow that to come down slowly. That's it. Wonderful. Still coming down. Good. Good. Coming down to your own energy now. Very good. You're almost down. Just making sure that you're completely grounded. You're almost there. Very good. You're almost there. Everybody else is feeling the same thing. Please don't be afraid. What we're doing, we just came from a very high place, and the energy was extremely high. So what happens if you're in a different grade of energy? You're going to go back to that grade of energy, but a little bit higher. So enjoy that. It's just a matter of opening up and allowing yourself to be coming back down now. Because I know it feels wonderful, but we have to, at some point, come back down. And we were at a very, very high, pronounced energy field. How does that feel to you now? How do you feel?
It's like exciting, loving, exciting. You know, it's an exciting feeling. You know,
good that you've done
something fun, exciting.
Yes, and that's what it's all about. It's fun, and it is exciting. And when you come back to this level of energy, it's not that you're with, let's say that we connected with 3 or 4 million people who wanted to do a meditation. We were connected to that height of awareness and consciousness. And that's why it felt so high and wonderful. So a lot of people joined us, and we certainly cleared a lot of people. So I really thank you, Scott, for allowing me to hook with you and to the other people so everybody can feel that type of energy.
I thank you as well, and for everything that you do.
Yeah, just think if we did that kind of energy work once a day, wow. You know? It would really, really change the planet. But
yeah, that's what needs sent out, is the love and the joy to the earth, instead of seeing pain and suffering that they want to show, reflect on the TV or whatever. If we would just not embrace that suffering, but embrace the love and joy and send that to them and raise their vibrations so they can come up out of that.
Well, that's what we did, and I need to thank you so much for allowing me to show you the energy and how much love there is out there, and I'm glad that you enjoyed that.
And I thank your crystal, your master crystal, for the connection and for the information.
Well, I just want to thank you, and I want to thank the Lord for allowing us to do this kind of work. And I hope that you enjoyed yourself, and may God bless you always, and call me back anytime.
Okay. Love to you, and bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So that's what we can do with the field embrace. I hope that explains and helps you a little bit with knowing the energy that you can use with field embrace. What I would suggest doing for the first time, as you're using the field embrace, just work with one-on-one and feel that energy. And then after a little while, when you're ready, just send that energy to different people that might need it. And even if they don't might need it, just send it around, because they will join with you with tremendous love and light. We don't need to be on the radio to do that. People will feel that kind of love and connect in a way that can use that field embrace. But I think in the beginning right now, just connect with your friends one at a time and just use that energy. And then when you want to start using a field embrace to go to a different country or a different place, please call me and I'll help you with it and show you how to make that kind of a connection. But meantime, I want to thank everybody for connecting with us, and I just hope that you had a good feeling like Scott and I did, and I hope that the energies were clear and wonderful for you. And it was certainly clear and wonderful for me. So that's really great to do. And that's the kind of meditation that I do a lot. So the best thing to do is just connect with your friends or a friend. Use that kind of energy to allow yourself the growth to be able to do this kind of wonderful work. And just enjoy yourselves. If anybody else out there has connected with us this evening, and you have the way to connect with WBBS, call us. Let us know how that feels to have that kind of energy flowing around you, and let us talk. Let's talk about the energy and what we can do to improve ourselves through this kind of love and harmony. So it's really a lot of fun to have the energies to flow with and to use and to love. So that's what a field embrace does, and so I just wanted you to be aware that there is a kind of energy out there that makes that kind of connection. And God knows the people that are connecting, and He makes sure that it's very clear and clean energy, so we don't have to worry about connecting with somebody that is not clear and does not have good thoughts. That energy will push anything away that does not have any kind of clear thoughts. It will shake that up, and it will dissolve that kind of energy. And I do mean it will dissolve it. So if you're worried about making a connection that way, don't worry. You will not be harmed in any way, shape, or form. The only thing that will happen is that you'll be connected to pure white light and love and harmony, compassion, and you'll just be very clear. I know Scott and I were very clear at the end there. The only thing is that it's very nice when you make that kind of connection and you're in that love. What happens is you're at a height of awareness that cannot stay with you for a long period of time because you're connecting with so many people and the energy goes so high. But the best thing about it, the benefits are, is that you come back and your mind is so clear and crisp and there's no worries and there's no contention and, you know, you're just dealing with some beautiful, beautiful, loving energy. So that's the way that we connect with people, or at least that's the way I connect with people. My master, Bob Osborne, who passed away years ago, was thankful. My thought is I'm thankful that he showed me that kind of connection and how to make it work. So, Bob, if you're up there somewhere along the way and you're connecting with me, I just hope that you know that I love you very much, that you showed me that kind of love, and I'm trying to do the best I can and show that kind of love that you taught me. So anyhow, what else are we going to talk about this evening after that wonderful energy? I've had a friend of mine on last week, and we had a wonderful, wonderful time. She's just fabulous, and she has a show on Valerie Olmsted on Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, I believe. And it's that's my time, Eastern Standard Time, that I make a connection with her. She lives in Arizona, and she's just a fabulous woman. So if anybody needs any kind of work in that area, she is the real deal. And she lives in Sedona, and she's just a fabulous person, and she has such wonderful, wonderful energy. And that would be fun to do, and I know that she would help you tremendously out there. And, of course, there's Dr. Fred Bell in California. We're going to be together, I think, in 2 weeks, if I remember correctly. We're going to do a big show out there in L.A. So I'm looking forward to being there and having a lot of fun. Meantime, I need to disconnect from my Master Crystal also. Here we go. So we're disconnected from the Master Crystal in terms of using the energy that we did tonight, not... So that's really wonderful, and I thank my Master Crystal tremendously. They do have feelings. They do understand what you're saying. Crystals are very important. They have tremendous gifts, as we do ourselves, and the more that we open up to that kind of energy, the more love that we'll have, and of course they are of the earth as we are, and they're able to really clear us again and give us a lot of love and compassion. I know my crystal does. Scott has always wondered about what a master crystal is, and I connected him to my master crystal along with himself and how many other people we work with tonight, and the crystal was just putting out a lot of love. As a matter of fact, the crystal underneath my table is actually glowing right now with let's see here. We have purple, we have white light, we have orange, we have green, and they're all pastel colors. And the light coming, emitting from the center of the crystal is very much lighting up the whole room. So if I was to drive by my meditation room that I use at work, and the massage room is my meditation room, you would be able to see that crystal glowing right now. If you want to make a connection with me, you'd be able to feel that crystal really glowing right through me. So whatever the case may be. But anyhow, it's so much fun using crystals. Crystals are really, really beautiful, and they're non-judgmental. They actually are there to help us and for us to help them. The more we connect, the more we do work with the crystals, the more joy that we have in our lives and the more joy the crystal has with the life. So there's just something that happens that's really, really beautiful, and it's so much fun to work with. And so I hope that you're enjoying all this, and I hope that you're enjoying the work that we're doing and be able to help a lot of people along the way. So it's really fabulous to do, and it's really a lot of fun, but The rest of the program, we should really discuss what kind of meditation you're doing and what you can do to add to it to make it even more divine. And what I would suggest doing is using a field embrace, connecting with anybody that's sitting with you, either in a semicircle or a circle, or even yourself. Just use the field embrace around yourself. And you'll feel that embrace just humming and going around the body. It's just, it's amazing the things that we can do to really help ourselves. And it's so easy to do. And everything is, if you keep it simple, nothing should be complex. Hello?
Hi, this is Dominic from London.
Hi, Dominic. How you doing?
Oh, fine. I've been having fun tuning into that meditation you were doing.
Wonderful. How did that feel for you?
Well, it was tremendous. You know, I was kind of getting this lovely, fresh energy around my head.
Right.
And what I was seeing is kind of like a tube with waves of purple-red energy coming down it, and like an eye
yes.
of God at the end of it. And it's sort of, wow.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. I was doing some energy with Scott, and Scott was clearing with the field embrace. What I was showing him was a field embrace and how to work with that with friends. In other words, if I was meditating with you and you caught the end of it, did you feel the field embrace as it was going around you?
I believe I did, yeah. You know, I was getting all this kind... I was getting everything, I believe, yeah.
Right, right. That's wonderful. So, how are you doing? What's new with you?
Oh, well, I'm fine. I just had slowly drifting through January, and very little actually has been happening, apart from, well, last time I phoned you, I've been having quite a bit of a problem with all the blast, with all the energy coming
yeah.
down from the heavens. But since
yeah.
New Year, it just, I don't know, much easier. Yeah.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I've been able to remember my dreams properly and everything. It's
yes.
very relaxed, yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's really good. It's really wonderful. So you're doing well?
Yes, I certainly am.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. How are things in England?
Very lovely and boring. The weather is wonderfully boring now. The snow has gone away and it's just sort of...
Right.
Nothing here. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, are you getting a lot of snow in England?
Not at the moment.
We get a lot of snow in Rochester.
Yeah, you know, we had snow until about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
It started
right,
melting
right.
away then.
Well, we have about 14 degrees here, maybe even less than that now. That was the high of the day. It gets pretty cold here.
It's much colder than normal during the day here at this time, too. You know, I keep
right,
maybe
right.
it'll be snow next week, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But it's been raining recently.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I started my program underneath my pyramid.
Uh-huh.
And the gentleman at BBS Radio called me and said, there's a disturbance in the energy. And I said, well, I have a feeling it's the pyramid. And I got up out of the, of where I'm staying underneath the pyramid. And he said, wow, that's much better. So the pyramid really works.
Yeah, exactly. Again.
Yeah, I got a 10-foot pyramid. And it's really, really powerful. It really does work. So, and I'll have to tell Fred about that.
I hope to have one myself one of these days.
Really?
Yes. I don't know which day that will be, but you know, in the future, sometime I'll sleep under a pyramid too.
I hope so because it's just fabulous. They're a lot of fun to use. I had a friend come in my house, and he wanted to know how I was sleeping underneath there because the energy was so high.
Well, yeah.
But it's really good.
Can these things be taken apart and put back together again?
I've never taken it apart. Once I put it together, that's it.
Okay. Yes, it's just I keep wondering how to, you know, do the cleaning around the pyramids, you know, do the hoovering and all this kind of thing.
Well, the energy is constant under the pyramid. The energy, how I clean it, you mean? How I clean the base of the energy?
You know, do the hoovering of the carpet and all this kind of thing. You know,
Go ahead.
It's a bit of an odd idea going through my head as usual. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the pyramid itself, the energy under the pyramid is tremendous. It just it clears you tremendously. It just has an ability to be able to open you and get rid of your whatever's bothering you in terms of toxins or build up in the body or even your spiritual growth. And so I've had this for about 7 or 8 months now. And to assure that I have the feeling of it all night long, it's underneath my bed. Or actually above my bed, and it's a 10-foot pyramid, which is very big. So the energy that comes down is very, very powerful.
I can feel the experience of it.
The experience is very high energy. Very high energy.
I'm almost being blinded by it right now.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just, it's a lot of fun to use. I've been using it every night for 8 months, so, and I rest in it. I do some meditation in there, and I made my phone call underneath there this evening because I wanted to see how many people I could attract with the energy of it, but evidently it was throwing off the engineering at BBS.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not
fun. Fantastic, yeah.
So it's amazing that things like that can happen. But anyhow, I'm going to have to go. It's 6:55, and I got to get off the radio so they can connect with their next audience.
Okay. Love
to
chat.
It's always a pleasure hearing from you. Always a pleasure.
Okay, speak to you in good time.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, my friend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This has been the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Thank you so much for listening, and may God be with you, and may he love you and shine within your heart always. And I wanted to thank Dr. Fred Bell and Dr. Valerie Olmsted and all the people that connected with us this evening. May the Lord be with you and shine upon you. This is Steve Barish, hoping you a good evening, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.